Let's begin with a word of prayer and then go into song. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for the Word of God. How grateful we are for the book that is so set out in the book of Revelation for our understanding. Pray now that your Spirit will be with us today. Worship you in spirit. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, that is a song.
Hymn number 222. Would you begin by joining us in singing Day by Day, hymn 222.
Darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation, you shall increase the gladness. They shall be glad in your presence, as with the gladness of harvest. As men rejoice when they divide the spoil, for you shall break the yoke of their burden and staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, as the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle of tumult, and cloak rolled in blood, and will be for burning, fuel for fire. For a child should be born to us, a son who should be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There shall be no end to his increase of his government or of the peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom. to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from them on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Would you join us, please, in singing 216?
Brian, Mike, was not on.
216. Hymn 216. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great.
This morning, I'll find on the front. Everything's already on the prayer list.
How good we are.
Let's see. Keep Larry Rickert, Lori's dad, in our prayer list and in your hearts, and lift him daily as he goes through the journey of the battle against colon cancer. Tish, of course, has a important date coming up next month. She turns 25. But it's been a tough 25 years, I tell you. She's been on the prayer list after that. But keep her in her strength and energy levels going strong. Terry, how are you feeling?
My arm's feeling nicely. Thanks for the prayers. Just the left hand is still numb. We're working on that.
She's got a great chiropractor.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling better. We'll keep praying that bone heals up, they've been treating. Bobby is same status. We yes. keep him in prayer for strengthening his back, and they're still determining what to do with his shoulder. Martha, I hope you're heating up well there with your second knee surgery. Judith, good to see you again. Where'd she go? Sorry. Oh, okay. Good to see you again, Judith. Let's see.
Kit's sister.
Just falling all over. Kit, your sister-in-law?
Yeah, still waiting.
And still waiting, in, yeah. Socialized medicine at
his best. Is God getting tired of our praying right now?
No, the greatest is faithful.
Well, she's still alive.
Yeah, they could have gone south at any time while they're waiting to fix it. So God is definitely answering the prayers for her. Let's see. Keep Mike Bell in your prayers, please. And one I wanted to ask, who put Vicki, who had breast cancer, who put her on the prayer list? Anybody remember?
Vicki.
Okay. I was just wondering if we could get an update on her, a woman fighting breast cancer. She's been on our prayer list, and we'll see if we find out who put her there.
Yeah.
let's see. Okay. For the offertory, any others that I missed? Your family? Yeah.
Just for Brian's uncle, Willard, he is recovering from COVID.
Because he didn't have enough medical issues going on. So
yes, unfortunately.
Just pray that he's patient enough to not get out there and get other people sick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Everybody else good? let's see. For the offertory, we are still until September 19th is the date I'm going to get anything that's been given to Brother Linus and designated to him and get that to him on the 19th of September. Until then, we'll take anything you want to donate to gather up funds. My dream would be that we could get $6,000 and buy him a car to get to travel and transport people and goods to those villages. But anything that we can give him would be a great help, and he would use it wisely. So we'll continue in that effort for Brother Linus Akpa in Nigeria. Oh, and I did hear a report last week through another missionary organization that the Muslim extremists in Nigeria are getting further and further south. And there was in southeast Nigeria, four nuns were kidnapped. And we don't know the status of those nuns yet. But and a priest was murdered just a few months ago, a little bit further north than that. So, I asked Linus about it, and he said that we are in peril daily. Goes out to those fields. So please keep him in his safety and his mission in your prayers. Be a part of that mission, because that guy is winning souls. You want the crown? Support the man that's doing the work. All right. Let's see. So of course, the youth ministry has got a fundraiser coming to you soon, I'm sure. We've been a little delayed in our planning and getting ready for next year because of all the issues with the Date family. But we'll soon be having that planning meeting. And Chris is going to be teaching some classes starting next month. Going to teach one next month. I'm sure he'll give you an update on what all is going on there when he's teaching. Let's see. And, of course, our meager needs here at the church have to be met monthly. And I haven't got a report on August. July, we made our minimums, and hopefully we'll continue doing so. So, other prayer requests, join me in taking these prayers before our Lord, and then we'll take up our offertory. Okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness, for your loving kindness, that grace that is extended to mankind from eternity past, that you've laid out a plan where you would do the work
to save us through the work of your Son. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for supplying all of our needs. We thank you for this little church and for the opportunity to serve others worldwide. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our pastor and for the word he delivers faithfully from your Spirit to ours. And Heavenly Father, we pray that the funds taken today would be to the glory and honor of our Lord and Savior. For it's in his name we pray, sir. Amen.
Don't even worry about them.
Okay, once more, would you turn to hymn 213? Hymn 213, which is Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. Okay, we're in Revelation chapter 5, and next Sunday is Communion Sunday, so please be aware of that, and we'll take communion, and then we'll eat together and talk together and fellowship together. So let's begin with a word of prayer. How grateful we are, Heavenly Father, for the Word of God. How great we are, Father. It tells us that Jesus Christ will come, rule, and sit on the throne. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Now, what is so interesting is this morning,
Kit was talking on the whole idea of typology, and what is so interesting was he started listening and going through a list, basics, history, and correspondence, prefiguring, and so forth, and every one of them will fit by this that we're going to be studying today, looking at this book and where it is in the Bible. So this is about the book, and so let's just bear that in mind, especially when you read on your own and you think about how all the aspects of it are taken and used by the Word of God. Okay, let's get to work. Revelation chapter 4 ended with praise of Jesus. That was where it ended. Creation, Christ as creator of all things. Now chapter 5 will end with praise of Jesus, Christ in all things. Chapter 4, which we studied last week, and 5 are centers on the divine throne in heaven. Now we're soon going to be moving to the earth, but we're still in heaven in our reading. Chapters 4 and 5 are above heaven, and primary person is Jesus Christ. Now we're coming to the book, the outline of this book. First of all, 1, who is able to open the book? Verses 1 through 4. This is what we're studying, is this book. Who's able to open this book? And the 5 or 6 things that are listed in Kit's study are fit right in with that study. The book is described in this book that we're talking about in verse 1. Verses 2 through 5, no one is worthy to open this book. So there it is. No one's worthy to open it. Who's going to open it? Then secondly, who is worthy to open the book? Verses 5 through 7. Verse 4, he is the Lion of Judah. He is the Lamb. Verse 6, he takes the book. Verse 7, and the new song from this book will give a new song. Verses 8 through 14, angelic worship. Verses 8 through 12, and creation worship. Verses 13 through 14. Now, let's get to work. Creation, Revelation chapter 5, the seven seal book. Now we've already studied the seven seals. The seven seal book, the book is introduced. So here's the book is now introduced. Verses 1 through 4, or verse 1, I, John, saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne, that's Jesus Christ, a book. It's a book that we're talking about, written within, inside, and on the outside, on the out. Sealed up. It's sealed, so we're not going to be able to see it. Sealed up with seven seals. So this book is the book that we're talking about. It has sealed up seven seals. Now right now, everything is about the opening of this book with the first question. Who is able to open this book? Who is able to open this book? The seven seals symbolizes the completeness of the sealed book. Who is worthy to open this book? Chapter 5, verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, who is worthy? Uh-oh. Who is worthy? We've seen who is able. Who is worthy to open the book? and to break its seals. We don't want to read it. Verse 3, and no one in heaven, on earth, or under the earth was able to open the book and to look into it. So no one's able to open it. Verse 4, then I looked, and then I began to weep. Great, this is John speaking. Then I began to weep greatly, because no one was found worthy to be open the book or to look into it. So there's the book, and it's just going to have to sit there. All right. What is this book? What is this book? This book is what the Bible and history is all about. It's about this book. It was the title deed to the interest, to the inheritance of the earth. So, thing I want you to understand about the book, it is the title deed to the inheritance of the earth. This inheritance was lost to Adam. Adam had it. Adam was open. Adam could when he fell in sin. This means all humans were excluded from the inheritance of finding this book. Ephesians chapter 1, 13 through 14, Romans chapter 8, 22 and 23. The book could be opened only by someone who is worthy. Who's worthy. Humans were not. Either they were lost to and unworthy to open this book because it was lost by a human beginning with Adam and begun to sin, where no one is able to open this book. And this means that some human being other than Adam or other human beings is going to have to open this book. The content of the book is secret. It's secret. This book is sealed. We've already seen it seven sealed, so it's sealed. Can't even read it, but you can't even open it. God has opened this book to those who would read it. Isaiah 45:15, truly you are a God who denies himself, O God of Israel, Savior. Now, 45:19. I have not spoken in secret. I've not spoken in secret. In some dark land, I did say to the offspring of Jacob, and seek me in a waste place. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, declaring things that are unright. Now, Isaiah 48:16. Come near to me. Listen to this. From the first, I have not spoken in secret. From the time it took place, I was there. And now the Lord God has sent me and His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 29:11. The entire vision will be to you like the words of a sealed book, which when they give it to open who is literate at knowing, saying, please read this, he will say, I cannot, for it is sealed. Now, even though Isaiah chapter 28 is related to the destruction of Jerusalem, in the Lion of God, It is speaking of the events of Revelation chapter 7. The one worthy to open this book. Revelation 5:5. And who of the elders said to me, "Stop, weeping. Behold, the Lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, is overcome so as to open this book and its seven seals." All right. So we have a book sealed, but there's somebody worthy, that's Jesus Christ, to open it and to read the seven seals. Verse 6. And I saw between the throne, when the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb standing as if slain. So anytime Jesus Christ is seen as a lion or as a lamb, he's our servant Savior. Now, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, even out into all the earth. Okay, who are all these people? What's going on? As the God-man, he has triumphed. He has taken the book to open the book. So what is he able? To open the book, the scroll. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the royal tribe. This is now the second advent of the Messiah, who is the King of Kings, as in Revelation 19, verse 16. He shall bring blessing on Israel and all the earth. He shall do it. It's not done yet, but it will be done. He shall be like a lion. He shall be a lamb, provide our salvation. He will be like a lion, crush his enemies. He is the Root of David, Psalm 110:1. He is Lord and Creator, but he is also the Lamb who was slain. The four living creatures who were found in Revelation 4:6-8 is a lion, a calf, face of a man, and the fourth was a flying eagle. The death of Christ is the basis of redemption, not only of all sinners, but of all the whole earth. Romans chapter 8, 18 through 22. In Revelation 5:5, the seven horns mentioned in verse 6 denotes fullness of the Holy Spirit. Fullness of the Holy Spirit. The ability to produce the inherent, the intended result of the judicial administration over the whole earth. Romans 5:7. And he, Jesus Christ, came. So he came. Now, we're not doing this word by word as I would like to do it and take about, 5 years. So we just got to do it quickly. So I'll define it to you as we go through it. And he, Jesus Christ, came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. That's God. Now, this was recorded in Daniel 7:13-14. This one verse is something that is all history has been waiting for. Angels have waited, man has waited. Now it becomes a reality. Once Jesus Christ takes and opens this book. Now, in verse 8, we have the response to heaven. What is the response in heaven? They've been waiting and waiting and waiting to see this book, see someone worthy and open it. So, now, what is going to be their response? Their response in verse 8, when he had taken the book, that's Jesus Christ, taking the book out of God, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, Jesus Christ, each one holding a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Now there's a lot here. The ingredients of the incense was strictly specified in Exodus chapter 30, verse 24. It's talking about the ingredients of the incense was by Exodus 30, 24, where Moses task was specified in giving the various the spices that will go into this incense. Now, what are these prayers? What are these prayers? They're not your prayers for things throughout your life. Prayers for those believers alive during the tribulation concerning the persecution of believers throughout the tribulation. Secondly, prayers for the second coming of Christ in glory. And the third, prayers for the defeat of the seven-headed dragon and the Antichrist and the false prophet, both of whom are indwelt by Satan himself. Let me repeat that. Prayers for the defeat of the seven-headed dragon, and we know that the defeat is by Jesus Christ, defeat of the seven-headed dragon, Antichrist, and the false prophet, both of whom indwelt by Satan inherit himself. Now, not only all of this, there's also a new song. New song. Got a new book, saw it opened, and now we have a new song. Revelation 9:5-9. And they sang a new song. Here it is. Worthy for you to take the book, as to Jesus Christ they're singing, and to break its seals. For you were slain, that's the cross, and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. The redemptive price was Christ's own life. 1 Peter 1:18-20. Now, this new song is why Jesus Christ is worthy to take the book. Or we could say, because he is worthy, there's the book. There's now the singing of this new book. It proclaims what he had already accomplished. It ends with praising him for what he will accomplish. What was the old song? Just a new question. What was the old song? We just told what the new song was. What was the old song? See? Chapter 4, the song of creation. The new song is song of redemption. The first verse of the new song is redemption. Praise, and the one worthy to be the Redeemer. The second verse of this song, that he was slain. He was slain. So we got the whole song of that. Then the third verse, that by his death he redeemed those he created. And the fourth, that his redemption also included a position before God of the kingdom of the priest. The fifth verse is yet to occur in history of man, that is the reign of Jesus Christ. Read the new song, Psalm 33:1. So let's just read the new song. Verse 1. Sing for song, for joy in the Lord. For you righteous ones, praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. Psalm 40, verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined me to me and heard my cry. Verse 2, he brought me up and out of the pit of instruction, out of the miry clay, and he has set me my feet upon a rock, making him my footsteps come firm. And he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our Lord. Many will see and be of fear and will trust the Lord. How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the Lord, to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders which you have done, and your thoughts toward us. There is none to welcome, to compare with you. There is none to compare to you. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to write. Also sing and read Psalm 96, which we will not do. Now, new in Revelation, newness of the song, newness of quality. What does the word newness mean? Newness gives the quality. Newer name, new quality. New Jerusalem, new quality. New heaven and new earth. Remember, it's going to be a new heaven and new earth. I am making all things new. New song. Here's Psalm 5:9-14:3. Why is he worthy to take the book from God's hand? Why is Jesus Christ able to take the book from the hand of God? From verse 9, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood. This refers to the cross, work of Jesus Christ. What is beautiful here is use the passive voice. I don't dealt too much with the Greek in the word, but just to give you a little idea on it. It is beautiful with a passive voice. The passive voice, the subject of Jesus Christ, receives the action of the verb. He receives the action of the verb. See? Jesus Christ receives being just crucified, and he does that out of his love. The indicative records the reality of the cross, and reality of all that results from the cross, like his being worthy is also there, and our salvation, and he and his being our only Savior. There is so much about each of these that I just have to be able to mention them. Now, also in verse 9, and purchased for God. First of all, he took the hand, took the book out of his hands. He purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe, tongue, and people, and nation. God purchased by Jesus Christ on the cross, being slain. Jesus Christ was being slain, purchasing out of the hand of God. He is worthy to purchase the book. Jesus Christ is worthy to purchase the book and open it. He purchased means to go to the market, to purchase, to buy, to redeem. 1 Peter 1:18, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver and gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers. But you purchased it with precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ, spiritual death of Christ, and purchased for God. For God. That is, he purchased for or in the interest. There's a better way to see this. He purchased for in the interest of God. Jesus Christ purchased it for interest of God. Jesus Christ was God slain, not for himself, but for God the Father. This is a little phrase, for God, two words. But it is so vital and so important. It reveals his love, John 3:16, his love for all humanity. It reveals relationship between God and Christ. It reveals relationship between Jesus Christ and the creation. 2 Corinthians 5:18, now all these things are from God, who reconciled us for himself through Christ. He got us, reconciled us for, through God, through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was, when he got to take this circuit, take it from Jesus Christ, was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting those trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Verse 5:20, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin, to be sin in our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. When I was a young boy, I was ambassador at our church. We had little girls, the reconciliation, or the girls reconciled, and the boys were in the ambassadors. So I was a royal ambassador, and had to say the same verse every time. Okay, what to see? Another impact of God the Father has done for us. We've had some of the things done for us. Now let's look at some more. In 1 Corinthians 6:14, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price. That's what we were first looking at, purchased from God, bought with a price. Therefore, qualify God, glorify God in your body. Returning now to Revelation 4:5-9. When they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break it its seal, for you were slain." Sacrificed love of Jesus Christ on the cross. And purchased for God, inherited God, with your blood, men from every tribe, tongue, and people, and nation. Direction of the cross. Here's the direction of the cross. Directed toward God. Doctrine of propitiation for God. Direction toward sin. Doctrine of redemption. Purchased. Direction toward Jesus Christ. Doctrine of our blood, his spiritual death. Direction toward man. Doctrine of reconciliation. Men from every tribe, tongue, and people, and nation. Now, I should just take us on and go on because of time, but I couldn't. Men is not in the original script. Not in the menu of Greek. When the world is filled with racism, bigotry, and factions, Jesus Christ is not a respecter of persons, of race, or wealth, or accomplishments, so forth. Whoever may come to him simply on the basis of faith, he receives. Revelation 5:10, you have made them to be a kingdom and a priest. How great is that? He has made you to be kingdom and priests to our God, that's you and I. And they will, that's Jesus Christ making you and I, kingdom and priests to our God. And they will bring, and they will reign upon the earth. Now, not only has he saved us, not only redeemed us, but made us kingdom and priests. Note carefully in this book, note our God. We are all redeemed to God, then makes God makes us kingdom and priest. So what I did, I put up here, the Holy Spirit takes us to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ takes us to God the Father. Don't ever forget that. The Holy Spirit takes you to Christ. Christ takes you to the God the Father. Man is taken from a lowly state in need of redemption, and now exalted to a high position of priest and to reign with Jesus Christ. This is what God can do. This is what God can do. Trust Him for your salvation. Trust Him for your life. Trust Him for your eternity. This scene, verses 11 through 14, depicts glories of Christ. Revelation 5:11. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them, that's the priests, that's the angels, and people, creatures, were myriads and myriads and thousands of thousands. It's rather awkward that John says, I look while looking about singing of the new song. But remember, the book of Revelation is about visions, things he saw. But he also heard a great deal of singing and praising. Verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, that's Jesus Christ, for you and I on the cross, to receive power and riches, wisdom, and might, honor, glory, and blessings. Note the proclaim of the perfect five: power, riches, wisdom, might, honor, glory, blessing. The first four are qualities he possesses. Power, riches, wisdom, might. While the second three are praises due to him: honor, glory, and blessing. Note what they are. Now, the sooner we get our minds set on who and what he is, the sooner we will see our minds on him and receive God's perfect peace. Forget the world. Think about Jesus Christ. And we'll be oriented to where worship, where history is going, and where we fit into it. He is proclaimed a blessing. That is worship in acknowledging all that he has accomplished for mankind and angels and every created thing which is in heaven and on earth, under the earth, on the sea, and all the things in them. I heard them saying to him who is sitting on the throne, and to the Lamb who is blessing and honor and glory. I just note him again. The Lamb, that's Jesus Christ suffering on the cross, be blessing, honor, and glory. Excuse me. And dominion forever and forever. And the four living creatures kept saying, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped at him. May God add his blessing to the reading of Romans chapter 5. We will read Romans chapter 6 two Sundays from now. Next Sunday, we will have communion. So let's close in a word of prayer. It is so wonderful. It is so wonderful to read the Bible, to understand it, to know there was a book, and that no one could open it. Finally, Jesus Christ came, worthy to open the book, and He opened it to us, what's going on. Jesus Christ is going to have communion, have rule, and we're going to be enrolled with Him. We're so thankful for our study of Revelation. So thankful for understanding it. Father, we praise You in Christ's name and for His sake. Amen.